It's time for the Artist Corner, where you'll hear from some of your favorite artists about their faith.
Then I felt like the Lord said, you know, it doesn't matter what brings you to my word, because when you go there, you're going to be filled and you're going to learn. And I've been learning.
Their families.
We are in ministry as an entire family. And what I mean by that is my wife and I have decided to start homeschooling our children so that the distance wouldn't have to be so great when I go on tour.
Their music.
I love the truth of the first line. What in the world is this that you have laid down your life?
And the stories behind the songs.
How do you pick the stories that you wind up writing songs inspired by? And I feel like those stories pick me.
And now, the Artist's Corner on Live the Promise. Here's Susie Larson.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. As you heard, I'm Susie Larson. This is when you normally hear Live the Promise, and it's no different today. But we love to do a special edition of Live the Promise when we get favorite artists, on the show. And today is no different. We've had Jeremy Kemp on the show plenty of times. We always love to talk with him. He is a kingdom man. Let me tell you about him. Because we're excited, we're celebrating the release of his new album, The Answer. In fact, we've got a few copies to get into your hands today. We'll be playing songs, hearing stories behind the songs. I can't wait for this conversation to get started. Let me tell you about our guest. Jeremy Kemp is a Grammy-nominated singer, songwriter, and storyteller. He's award-winning. On October 6th, Jeremy released his album, The Answer. It's his 15th career album in 15 years, and he is just fresh off the road, so he's exhausted and wonderful to join us today as he's trying to get rested up as well. Jeremy, thanks for coming back to the show.
Thank you. This actually refreshes me to talk to you because I get all encouraged.
Wow, I'm so glad.
What God's doing. So, yes, I'm excited.
Well, that's so great. Well, congratulations on your album, and I can't wait to dig in.
Thank you so much. It's been an incredible journey, I'm telling you.
Wow. Well, you know this. You've been on plenty of times. We love to start out by talking scripture, Jeremy, and I know you love God's word. Is there a verse you've been just thinking about these days or a life verse you can share with us?
Yeah, actually, what was interesting is I was kind of thinking today about, you know, what's one of the things that I've read lately that's impacted me or just encouraged me in what I do. And you started praying before we went on to talk, and you talked about the freedom we have to talk about the Lord, the freedom we have to worship the Lord. You had this kind of this moment, and Jeremiah 29 was the scripture I was going to talk about, and it was just perfectly in line with your prayer. Mm-hmm. So I was like, wow, that was the Lord. And it says, if I don't speak of your name or mention the things that you've done, it's like a fire that's shut up in my bones. I get weary in holding it in. I cannot. Uh-huh. And it just was like, that's me. Like I it's the thing where, because of all the things and the great things that God has done, how he's changed me and saved me, I can't hold those things in. And that's why for me, I'm a goer. I go and I love to share what God's doing. And so when you prayed that, I was like, wow, Lord, this is so perfect. And so that's Jeremiah 29.
Thank you, Lord. So, man, that's awesome. Yeah. And you've got a ministry. I want you to talk about that. I was going to ask you, and we're going to get an update on your life, but I just spent some time on your website, and you are a goer. To look at all these video clips of you going different places, in places large and small, you know, playing soccer with a child in a third world country to singing on huge venues. Talk about this ministry, first of all, that you've launched in, just how that was born in your heart.
Yeah, there's a ministry called Speaking Louder Ministries that we started 5 years ago. And really, you know, me and my wife have always had a heart for missions. And we support missionaries. We have missionary friends all over the world. And so it's been a big part of just our heart. And so, you know, we always have these different places saying, we would love for you to do an event over here. We just, you know, especially third world countries, we just don't know how to put them together. We don't know. We need like a fire, you know, started here in our country or in our state, whatever it may be. And so it kind of birthed this idea of just saying, why would we not start a ministry that goes over and does just even more than a concert? Because I, you know, for me, when I share, I evangelize and I share God's word and I share the gospel because I know that's part of what God's called me to do. But we thought, how can we make this the most impactful by just not coming in, doing a concert, and then leaving? And so this whole kind of thought, you know, birthed in my heart is saying, well, we need discipleship. That's a massive thing that, you know, we're lacking in our society is people discipling people. And so we decided to work with these different churches. Like, okay, I'll give you an example. We went to India a few years ago, and my guy who is on the ground, he went three times before he even did the event, met with a ton of churches, did leadership conferences, got everyone ready so that when we did the event, we had all this follow-up. And we had 16,000 people show up to the event, 16,000, which is incredible, and 4,000 people responded to the gospel. And so it was just this kind of idea of going, oh my goodness, if we can impact a society, a culture in that area, and it can kind of start a fire in that area, what can we do to the whole country? And it was really amazing to watch how even the hands and feet kind of project that we do mercy projects where we went to a leper colony and actually built some homes, built a well. There's a disaster in Chennai that happened a few years ago where there was a ton of misplaced people and they needed food, and we were able to feed 5,000 families. And so it's hands and feet, you know, getting your hands dirty, doing the work and preaching the gospel. And it's just been an incredible thing. We're going to Uganda in 2 months. And my family's going with me, and I'm so excited.
That's amazing.
Experience that. Incredible.
I want our friends to hop on your website, jeremycamp.com, and you'll see Speaking Louder Ministries. There's a video there. It just shows what Jeremy's doing. But the reason I want your friends to know about this is some way you can get involved, maybe through volunteering, maybe even through support. Nonprofit ministry that's just sending him and his team out all over the world. And I think you just might want it. This might be the thing. If you have a restlessness, if you've kind of got something storing up in your bones and God wants you to be mobilized, check out Speaking Louder Ministries. Maybe you have a role in this ministry that Jeremy Camp and his team have started. Thanks for sharing that. That felt really important. Okay, give us an update on your life. I think it's been about a year since we've had you on, and you've been a busy guy. Tell us what's going on with you, ministry and family.
Yeah, so, I mean, one of the big things right now is my daughter just turned 13, so I have a teenage daughter.
Wow.
I know. I was like, okay, pray for me. But really, honestly, she's so sweet, and I don't know, I'm so thankful, because you hear stories like, well, once they turn teenagers. Now, okay, I'm still praying, don't get me wrong, so I'm on my hands and knees and saying, okay, God, just help me, give me wisdom in my life. But the really amazing thing is, you know, I took her to Yellowstone National Park for her birthday. And what I did was I really wanted to, because our society is really, the enemies are attacking just the young people and who they are in Christ and finding their identity. And they're trying to find their identity and all these different things. With the day and age of social media and Instagram, you see people looking at other people's lives going, oh, I wish I had that. I wish I could do that. And it's just, it's a tug. And, you know, our kids right now don't have that. They're on social media. But one day they will. And we want to prep them to know who they are in Christ. And so we went to Yellowstone and had the idea of going, okay, how can I get that across, you know, the best way possible? And so we got a ton of people in our lives, that women in her lives that she knows that are godly women, about 15 women that wrote her letters about who she is in Christ and what they see in her and her gifts and scriptures about her. And we were there for 3 days, and she opened 5, you know, envelopes a day and read every day who she was.
Wow. And
the last day, my wife, you know, sent me hers, and she read it the morning she woke up the last day, and then I read mine. And then I wrote a prayer out for her and prayed over her. And it was the most incredible, I can't even tell you, Susie, where I was just, I mean, we're weeping. You know? I'm just like, I'm sobbing. And you know, it just was a God thing.
Wow.
And for me, I knew it was something I needed to do. And I think the biggest thing with my family right now, what we're doing is we're trying to be more intentional about the things and making memories and going, okay, because my daughter, honestly, could only have 5 years left at home. You know, she goes away and goes off to college, she's 18. It's just one of those things where the reality kind of sets in and we're just going, okay. You know, we've always been intentional, but it's just making sure that we're really intentional, even just spiritually. Like this past year, we've had a really sweet Bible study with my family. And I look back and I wish I would have done more, but because I was so busy, you just kind of, there's things that you go, man, I wish I would have done, but I'm not going to sit and regret and go, oh, I'm going to do it now. Encourage people, like, if you haven't done something, don't sit and regret, just do something about it now. Or what can you change now? And don't wallow in condemnation, because that's not from the Lord. That's
indeed.
And so for me, I just went, okay, I'm just going to start now.
So, fantastic.
It's been really incredible. So.
Tell me the ages of the other kids.
So my other daughter, she's 11. She'll be 12 in April. And my son is 6 years old, and he's playing baseball now, Egan. So it's Bella, Ariane, and Egan. And that's been a really fun thing to watch Egan play baseball. And he's hilarious. So I'll come home. I told my guys in the room, I said, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to come home. He's going to run up and just grab me and bear hug me and kind of like punch me in the back. He's just kind of like, yeah. And he'll say, let's wrestle. So he literally jumped up, grabbed me, squeezed me, hit me in the back and said, "Let's wrestle, Dad." It was the best thing ever. So I'm really happy to be home.
Thank you, Lord. And you've been out on the road. It's so great to have you home. That's just awesome. Before we go to break, when we come back, we're going to listen to some songs of this new album. But, you know, as an author, I know God does things in me before he writes them through me. And I would imagine it's the same as an artist where he's starting to do a work in you and then it starts to birth life through you. Talk about this album and that process, what it was like for you.
Yeah, it's been 15 years since my first album came out. Mm. And so you always have a moment of reflection. And I think, you know, as I've gotten older, of course, you look back and you go, wow, I'm thankful that I've matured in this area and I'm matured in this area. And I know that I'll look back in 15 years and go, okay, I've matured in this area. It's part of the growth process. Mm-hmm. And so this is no different. I mean, even from a few years ago, of course, I look back and go, wow, I think what I have in my heart, there's a settling in my heart. And what I mean by that is, you know, when I was younger, and this is not a bad thing at all, we should always have zeal in our heart, but sometimes you go and you almost have irons in a lot of different fires and you're going, okay, you know, I want to serve the Lord. And my heart always was, I want to serve the Lord. But there's a point when you go, okay, how effective is this thing right here? Is this something that God, you're actually wanting me to do? Or is it something that it just sounds good and it, you know, is a good thing, but it's not as effective if I were to focus on exactly what you have for me? I think what's happened this past, you know, couple years is just more of a settling of like, I know what God's called me to do and I know what I'm going to focus on. It's the intentionality.
Yeah.
I'm having more intentionality with, you know, what God's called me to do, more intentionality with my family, more intentionality with even just making sure that I'm staying in the Word. And I always have had that, but just making sure that I'm not even just reading to read. And there's everything's more intentional. And I think that's what has been, for me, a reset in a good way. I'm just going, yeah, I know what I'm called to do. Okay, I know with my family what we're going to be intentional about. And even my own spiritual health, just going, okay, I want to be intentional about not – because I think what happens is we fill our cup up and then we drain it down instead of overflowing and walking from the overflow. And I'm still going, okay, Lord, I want to walk from the overflow and not just from filling the cup up and it's empty and filling up and it's empty. And so all these things are from that. And I think from that, these songs birthed where it's just like, there's no going, well, what about this? And, you know, okay, what about over here? And it's just going, I know what I'm going to write. I know what God's doing in my heart. And the song, The Answer, which was one of the last songs we wrote for the record, came at an hour, or just the last hour, and God just dropped it in our laps, me and my friend's laps, and it was just the most God-breathed Holy Spirit moment I've had in a long time. Mm. And it was almost like this is to tie up everything that I gave you on the record, this song right here.
Wow. Thank you, Lord. We're going to listen to that word of life when we come back. Talking to Jeremy Camp, it's another Artist Corner on Live the Promise. We've got several copies of Jeremy's new album, The Answer. We're doing it new here because I've got so many emails. We're trying to manage this. So instead of emailing me to be in the drawing, email livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. Put your mailing address and your name will automatically go in on the drawing. When we come back, we're going to get some songs here from Jeremy's brand new, amazing album. And maybe that word he said was for you. You know, there's something powerful about being so intentional. You know, you don't have to be all things to all people. You serve an audience of one. I just think that's when you start to see momentum, and that's when you sleep really well at night, too. Don't go away. We'll be back in a minute. Hope you're having a really great day. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Suzy Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's another edition of Artist Corner. We're so glad to welcome back our friend Jeremy Camp, celebrating the release of his brand new amazing album, The Answer. We've got a few copies. We'd love to get one into your hands. If you want to enter the drawing, you do it this way. Just email livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. Put Jeremy Camp in the subject line. Put your mailing address in the body of the email, and your name will go in the drawing. So, Jeremy, you started to talk about Word of Life, and I think you said it was the last song that you wrote for the album, but it really is like a centerpiece. Say more if you would.
Yeah, actually, The Answer was one of the last.
Oh, sorry, that's one. Yes,
No.
I was listening.
But Word of Life was one of the centerpieces though of this too, because you know there's a scripture that says we were once dead in our trespasses, but we've been made alive in Christ. And there's a point in that song where it says, the chorus says, "You called me out of the grave so I can live like I've been changed." And it really was. I mean, it says that we were dead in our trespasses, and so there's this life. And you know, I think in John 6 verse 66, you know, when the disciples they left Jesus, when Jesus goes, "Hey, do you want to, you know, follow me? Then you got to, you know, eat my flesh and drink in my blood." And of course, some of the disciples were like, "Jesus, that's too hard for us. Like, we're gonna leave." And so they left, and he looked at Peter and said, "Peter, what about you?" And Peter goes, "Well, Jesus, where else are we gonna go? You have the very words of eternal life." And you know, once you've been changed, once you've been taken out of the grave and given new life, you know, where else are you going to go? Because you realize that he does have the words of eternal life, that he is the word of life. He's everything that we need. And I think that for me, this song was birthed kind of out of that situation, reading that scripture going, yeah, I mean, where else are you going to go? He's everything. And I think, you know, the joy of this song to me was such a sweet, sweet time, because writing this was just like, yeah, you called me out of the grave so I could live like I've been changed. There's a new song in my soul, and it begins when I breathe in your word of life. And that's when the power comes from, when you bring in his words.
Ah, powerful. Let's listen in Word of Life.
Word of life, speak to my weary heart, strengthen my broken parts, lead me to your open arms. Word of truth, illuminate all these lies, the enemy speaks inside. Freedom, I will rise, 'cause you called me out.
That's Jeremy Camp off of his new album, The Answer. This is song Word of Life. What a great song, Jeremy. Wow, I love it. Thank you.
I mean, so good. The joy in that.
And it's just so biblically, you know, just to be breathing in his word and that we are brand new people, new creatures in him. Old is gone. Fantastic. Well, we've got a hard break coming up in about 3 minutes, but I want to get as much of My Defender in as possible. That's another song you'd love to play. So tell us a word, if you would, about that song.
Yeah. So this song in particular, I started thinking about, you know, we hear songs about God being a protector and you know, a lot of times we think of that being a physical thing, which it is. God is our protector physically. But for me, this was more of just a spiritual moment. We're just going, okay, here's the enemy. As Peter said, he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. And so constantly, you know, you hear about the fiery darts being thrown at us and the attacks being thrown at us, even the accusations that are being thrown at us. And I think about, you know, as you read God's word and you look at who Christ is, he's the mediator. And so when the enemy tries to throw accusations, there Jesus stands, you know, right before and says, look, I've paid the price. They've been bought by the blood. And I think of that just going, you know, even all of that, he's our defense spiritually. And Paul even says, hey, put on the full armor of God. What God gives you, the things that the Lord has bestowed upon you to fight against those attacks. He is our defender. And I think for me, it's like, this is right now, especially in the day and age we're living in, it's very, very key, because you're going to have the attacks even from, you know, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. And so the attacks are going to come from the outside as well. So we have to understand that he is our defender and our defense in everything.
Yeah. And when we think we need to take up our defense, I think we exert way too much energy. He is our defender. I love that. Let's listen in.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow, and I stand face to face with the enemy, I will know that I am not forsaken. You surround me when the fire's at my feet. You're my defender. I can see you when the night is closing in, and I will trust you when it seems that there's no home. Oh, and I hold tight to the promise you have given. Is this I know that I am confident. You're my defender.
Love that song. More with Jeremy Camp in just a moment. Glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's another Artist Corner. We're talking to our friend Jeremy Camp. And, well, it's true he's sold millions of records. It's true he's won multiple awards. He's Grammy nominated. When I think of Jeremy Camp, the first thing that comes to my mind is Christ follower, kingdom man. Jeremy, that is who you are. You are a kingdom man all the way into your DNA. And, oh, by the way, you've had some success in the business, which I appreciate. But, golly, I appreciate your heart more than anything. Just love talking with you today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. And that's all that matters. So thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Wow, we are walking our way through your brand new album, The Answer. And that Defender song, fantastic, that we played before the break. How about this one? Tell
thank
us the
you.
Backstory. Yeah, on the storm.
Yeah. So, you know, some of these I wrote with some different people on this record. And I don't really write a lot with people, but I really felt like the Lord was commented with these guys that Josh Silverberg and Jeff Cates. And I went in one day and we were just talking through what God was doing, talking about how really anything is ineffective unless the Holy Spirit is moving, because the Holy Spirit is the one that does the work. And so we started talking about the book of Acts, and when the rushing wind came in and the anointing fell on, the tongues of fire came upon the disciples and everyone in that room. And we were just saying, well, that's what we want. We want you to come. We want to have that moment when we're in worship and we're sharing like a rushing wind, like a storm. And literally just, we're on our faces praying. And that chorus and that whole kind of concept of saying, God, come like a storm, come like a crashing wave, just over and over again, that we're soaking in who you are and we're able to breathe that out. And the bridge says, wave after wave, grace after grace, come have your way, come have your way.
Wow.
Just when God can have your way, Holy Spirit move. And that's when the true power happens.
Love that. All right. Talking to Jeremy Camp today. His new album is The Answer. And here is The Storm.
Of your power, and we have seen too much to turn back now. We have sung countless songs about you, but now we want more than just a
Jeremy, I love that song. And as I'm listening, you know, I'm just somebody who believes that there's another great outpouring coming. I believe it. I'm praying every day.
Do
you? I just for a great revival, that prodigals would come home, estranged family members would be restored, the lost would be found,
Amen.
Sick would be made well. And I just listen to that. I can see the waves of grace crashing over us and his kindness leading us to repentance. I mean, wow.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Wow.
I just got chills.
Yeah, golly, that's just awesome. I bet, imagine singing that live, too. That would be, yeah.
I'm telling you, Susie, it's been, what you said, it's hard to explain because you just say, well, I get chills because I believe that, too. And I've been saying that at this concert because I feel like there's a stirring. And to tell people that, listen, if we are ready for it and we get in our faces and cry out, God can pour out the Spirit and literally great things can happen. And, you know, it says if my people who call my name would just cry out, repent of their sins and cry out, I will heal their land. And we've heard that over and over again. But I really believe God wants to do that. We need to walk in His power, walk in His Spirit.
So good. And now the answer, your title song. You were talking about before, and I'm staring at the playlist of Word of Life. You're talking about the answer. I'm staring at Word of Life. Hence the mistake. But now here we are.
Yeah, not like you've got a lot
going on. Exactly. Oh my goodness. It's only live radio. So, but this is the song. It's really the crux of the album, and yet you wrote it in the 11th hour. Tell us the story behind this song.
Yeah, so, you know, I was really excited about the album. I heard some of the songs already, and I'm like, wow, Lord, I can't believe what you've downloaded, and it's just in a sweet, refreshing time. But I took my time on this album so much. I mean, this is the longest in between albums I've ever had. It's almost 3 years. I've never done that before. And because I was like, I'm not rushing anything. I mean, I want the right songs, the right time. Everything has to where I feel. And I thought I was done, but there was still something in me that was like, I don't feel like it's done yet. So one day we had written a couple songs. I'll try to make it as quick as possible. Written a couple songs. And, you know, it was like, okay, those are cool. And we started kind of messing around with this one. And we were talking about our society and how there's a lot of questions, you know, and well, what about this? What about that? And everyone's kind of fighting over here and looking for what's going to, improve our culture and do this and do that. And all of a sudden we're just like, it's just Jesus. Like simply Jesus is the answer. And in an hour wrote that song.
Wow.
An hour.
Oh.
And it was one of those things where, you know, you have to understand when you go from Genesis to Revelation, you look at the names of Jesus, who Jesus is, because you could say Jesus is the answer or he's everything we need, and it's kind of maybe just a Christianese term to a lot of people. Okay, that's great, but what does that mean? Well, from Genesis to Revelation, you look at the names of Jesus, it's all over, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You have the protector, Jehovah Jireh, the provider, the Prince of Peace, the Almighty God. You have the way, the truth, the life, your hope, everything. All these things, you look in who the names of Jesus are. Do your study. You have people look up the study of who the names of Jesus are. It is all that you need.
Yeah.
Your comforter, whatever it is. And it was almost like, yeah, all this stuff and all these songs, which were kind of showing kind of the fruits of the Spirit, you know, it was kind of interesting leading up to, okay, and that's Jesus. He's the answer. And it's just been every night, that's something shifts in the room that night when we play that song. And it was almost like, yes, yes. Because you lift up the name of Jesus, one day every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And there's power in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Let's listen in.
Striving, who can we lean on? Creation.
is a ballad for our time. Susie Larson here talking to Jeremy Camp. Taking our last break, we're going to hear more songs from Jeremy Camp on his new album, The Answer. We'll be back in a minute. He is with you. He is. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's another Artist Corner with our friend Jeremy Camp, who just released an album, The Answer. And Jeremy, I just love, as you said before the break, that you weren't in a hurry this time, that you let some time pass. You wanted the right songs in the right time, and 3 years passed. And we're in such a fast-paced culture, and I think there's a lot of pressure for artists and authors to keep producing. And you really, it takes faith, I think, and even a security to go, you know, I'm not going to abide by that. I'm going to abide in the vine, and this will bear fruit in its proper time. I just really commend you for just having the peace and presence of mind to wait on the Lord and let this thing take shape as God would have it.
Thank you. And I feel like, honestly, that's where why it's come out the way it has. I was really just stopped and even kind of use the Colossians where it talks about work wholeheartedly as unto the Lord, not as men pleasers. You know, and your reward and inheritance will be from the Lord because you're serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you just start saying, God, I'm doing this for you and you alone, if it takes 3 years, and you, whatever you have in your time is going to be perfect. And so, I'm so thankful. Thank you. It's been really incredible.
That song, The Answer, the 11th hour song that you named the album after, I want to hear that again. It's a ballad. It's fantastic. Don't you just love it?
Thank you. Oh, I'm telling you, that's what we feel like. That's just kind of the song of the record.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's when you kind of go, and it's the next kind of single anyway. And I'm like, this is the song. I feel like God has just went, okay, here's first generation right now, what we're needing. So
yeah, and it is a word in our time. Okay, tell us about the song Never Stop Loving.
So, you know, here's one thing that I want to just, Luke 15:4 talks about how Jesus left the 99 for the one. And the chorus of the song just says, you know, when I had gone astray, how you would chase me, how you would chase me. When I was so afraid you would embrace me, you would embrace me. And you never stop loving. And I think about, I love the prodigal son story. It's one of my favorite stories. The father and how he's there with open arms, and the son realized and he came back, and it was just a beautiful moment. But I love also just the depiction of, you know, when we're running from the Lord, he's chasing after us. He's relentlessly pursuing us because he loves us. And I always say that if you turn around, you've been running from the Lord, and Jesus is already chasing after you, and you start running toward each other, it's a beautiful collision of just grace and mercy. And that song just kind of birthed from that, my own, just even my own experience of just understanding God's grace and his mercy and how he literally is chasing after me. And when I think of other people in my life, I'm just going, hey, when you've gone astray, and he's chasing after you, he's pursuing you, he left the 99, he loves you. So don't be ashamed and come back. And it's just a beautiful embrace.
Oh, beautiful indeed. Let's listen, Never Stop Loving, off of Jeremy Camp's new album, The Answer.
When I had gone astray, how you would change. loving me. You never stop loving, never stop loving, never stop loving me. When I go astray, how you would chase me, how you would chase me. When I was so afraid, you would embrace me, you would embrace me. You never stop loving, never stop loving, never stop loving me. Never stop loving, never stop loving, never stop loving me. Never stop loving, never stop loving me. Never stop loving, never stop loving me.
Maybe you need that song played over you, sung over you again and again and again, that he's not giving up on you. You hear me say this a lot. He doesn't roll his eyes at you, breathe a heavy sigh, wonder why you can't get it together. He loves you. He never stops loving you. That's from Jeremy Camp's new album, The Answer. And, you know, every time I think of your backstory, Jeremy, I get so choked up. And I think about you as a young kid and growing up with great parents who were poor, and that your stories of riding in cars where you could see the road beneath you. I'm sorry. It's just the sweetest thing ever. But you're like, you know, you could see the road beneath you in some of these cars. And then you had these rough friends, and you came to Christ, and you didn't trust yourself to go back to school among them. And yeah. You went to the Christian school and asked if you could clean toilets if you needed to pay for your tuition. I mean, the earnestness in your heart. What do you know about the Lord now that you even didn't know back then?
Really, that his mercies are new every morning. And I think it's one of those things as you get older, because there's times when you go, Lord, I'm sorry. Like, why did I get so frustrated again over the same thing? Or why did I do the same thing? Why? And you realize that his mercies are new every morning. Mm-hmm. And great is thy faithfulness. And I've learned about his faithfulness and that his mercies are new every morning, because I look back in my life and you can see years of that consistency of his faithfulness. He's long-suffering. It's one of my favorite words. He's long-suffering.
Yeah.
Suffering through, you know what I mean? He's yeah. Like, he's faithful, he's long suffering, and I think for me, I've learned that so much, and it makes me not go, oh, cool, God, I can kind of go do what I want now, and you're going to be fine. I can come back to you in time. It makes me go, Lord, I want to please you,
yeah.
Not because I'm going to earn your favor, because you can't earn the favor of God. I want to because I see how much you love me. My response back is, God, how can I love you more? How can I do more? It's not a works thing. It's just because I love him.
It's a response
thing.
I want
to tell people.
Yeah.
Response completely.
Yeah, so beautiful. Well, I grabbed one more song off your album, and I'd love for you just to set up. We'll listen to as much as we can, but Heaven's Shore. I just know so many of us have loved ones who've gone before us, and so heaven just seems more tangible, I think, for those of us that way. So speak to that, if you would.
Yeah, this is definitely an emotional song, because it kind of brought up just that exact thing, because it talks about singing with those who've gone before, you know. And, you know, I hear story after story of how many people have went through that same thing with their spouse or friend or whoever it is has wanted to be with the Lord. And I think that moment where, you know, it starts off saying, on that day when I lay my weary head on heaven's shore, I look at, you know, being the chaos of the water, you know, you think of the storms around us of life. And that's what kind of I look at when things are chaotic, you know, like a, you know, the things going on that are, you know, wearing us down, and we're just trying to get to the shore, you know, and here we are on heaven's shore. And there's just a relief of going, man, Lord, the rest that we're going to have, we're going to sing with those who've gone before, you know, with just a joy and a peace, no more tears. And I think this song for me was just the hallelujah moment and the bridge. Oh, just like singing hallelujah. So now just all I can say is just hallelujah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I love it. Let's listen in.
The final rest. On that day, when I lay my weary head on heaven's shore, the final breath is not the end, it's just the start of all that I've been living for. On that day, when I am welcomed home, I will rise.
this place is to lead my fears and step into the light of the glory of my King. I'll see Him fall and bow it all in the presence of my Savior's majesty. I can't wait. No, I
Jeremy, this is all the way to the end of the show, and it went too fast. Thank you for giving us your time today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was amazing.
Please come back again.
Absolutely. God bless you.
Congratulations. God bless you. That's Jeremy Camp, his album, The Answer. You got to go out and get it. Let's listen to the rest of the song.